For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Da-da.
Man, you're off today.
Shut off.
What's the matter, buddy?
Welcome back. It's Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
58 degrees right now. A little cloudy. Mm. Going to be cloudy all day, but it will be diddling 80, depending on where you are. So prepare for that. Yeah, I'm not feeling great this morning.
Well, you know. Did you get a little COVID or something?
Nope. Got a lot of beer yesterday.
Oh.
Got that.
Working that two-day hangover.
It was a terrible, terrible mistake. Okay, so, you know, Father's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. You carpet-bagging son of a bitch. Kimmy, you see your dad yesterday for Father's
Day? Sure did.
Very nice. So we have a Duffy family tradition.
What's that?
Where myself, my brother, my sister, you know, their and my dad and everything, we go to the Red Wings game.
Nice.
Big family thing. It's like my favorite day of the year.
Yeah, play ball.
Yeah, we all get to hang out. We get really into the game, and we have a ton of fun, and all the kids are there. And my wife is an amazing woman.
Yeah, she's great.
Calm down over there.
She is.
It sounds like you had to stop yourself. What were you going to say?
Great person.
Great. She's a great human being.
Great doctor.
She's a very caring person.
Yes.
Like, she wants everyone that she loves to have everything that they want and deserve. Mm-hmm. So, knowing that it's Father's Day yesterday and it's my day, she wants me to have the greatest time ever. And, you know, I rarely drink anymore.
Yeah, you're pretty lame.
Yeah, pretty much just like Bills games and stuff. So, you know. Father's Day, we'll sit, watch a game, like have a bunch of beers, you know, fun time. Mm. So my wife, she made it her mission to be like my drink girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
That's pretty demeaning.
Well, that she did it.
No,
I didn't.
Drink girl.
Sounds funny saying it out loud.
Okay, well, that's what she was.
I believe you called her your little drink girl earlier, too. That
little
something about adding little to
sounds
it.
Sounds like a Beach Boy tune.
I'm a little drink girl. I don't feel so good. Much.
So what happened?
Well, she keeps handing me beers, and I'm not going to turn them down. I'm Irish Catholic, so I keep drinking them. And by like the sixth, seventh inning, I realize, oh, boy.
You've been pounded.
Oh, boy, here we go. Yeah. We're blasting off. And what's funny is, you know, for Father's Day, part of the festivities at the ballpark is you go and play catch on the field with Dad afterwards, right? So my daughters, they got their gloves. We're going to go down in the field, and it's packed full of people.
Yeah.
It's a great scene. It's a lot of fun. But I was telling you guys, like, I'm like, standing there, I am drunk. I am trying not to look drunk, which I'm pretty good at.
Right.
Pretty good at not looking drunk. But I was horrified. Like, every ball I threw, I'm like, okay, right back. I'm like walking through my windup so I don't hit anybody with a baseball.
You probably should have taken a pass on that.
Well, what am I going to do? I don't want to disappoint my kids. They don't know what's going on.
Okay.
It was a very 1950s dad moment. Oh, my God, son. We're going to get to the backyard. You're going to like it. You're going to like it a lot.
Evenings with my drunk dad.
So, like, and my wife, she's wonderful, right? Like,
yeah.
she handles everything, and, like, she drives me home last night. So, again, she wants everyone to be, like, happy and fun, and we had a grand old time. So, we get home, and I lay down on the couch for a little while, take a little afternoon nap after the game, and she goes, I'm going to go get dinner. Don't you worry about it.
Nice.
Like, oh, you're the best. You're so much fun. She comes home with Chinese food.
Ooh.
Like, she was trying to get,
well,
like,
she was thinking, like, you're a little, the hangover's starting to kick in. Like, you're going to want something greasy and delicious.
Man, oh,
Chinese fits the bill.
Okay, but here's the thing. Chinese food, the worst possible food to eat when
you're dehydrated.
Yes, yeah, so like, it's like, are you trying, she's trying to turn me into a sponge. Like, all drops of water out of my body right now.
Well, I think it depends what you eat when you eat Chinese.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think it's all, like, full of sodium. Some of it's probably not.
Yeah, I'm not getting,
like, I mean, you go, like, old school, like, you know, egg foo young and, like, egg roll.
Roast pork lo mein, egg roll, fried rice. What else you do?
That's the word.
What are you getting? Chinese broccoli?
Yeah, but there's all kind of. There's all what is on the menu that is going to help?
Oh, you can't get vegetables? You can't get donuts?
Yes, you should eat your vegetables.
Bitch, you don't get Chinese for vegetables.
They got good vegetables.
Oh, can I get that white crispy thing and nobody knows exactly what it is mixed into the vegetables?
Oh, those bamboo shoots.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, tastes terrible.
No, they're good if they're soaked in the soy
they're
sauce.
They're not good. Soaked in the soy sauce. They're really good if you put gravy on it. Shut up, stupid. No, man, it was. Oh, do other dads get drunk on Father's Day?
Probably.
Or do
why
I have
not?
A problem?
No, I would assume most. It's your day. What else? It's the only thing you can do. What else can you do?
Well, no, I mean, there are two ways to look at Father's Day. Right?
All right, what is it?
There is the way that my wife looks at it, which is wonderful for me, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, where this is your day,
yeah,
and I want you to do all the things that make you happy.
Well, that's what it should be.
Okay.
What's the alternative?
The other Father's Day is you are going to do, as a father, all of the things that you have to with your family at wife point, as you like to put it.
Oh.
Like, we're going to have a get-together. You are going to sit here. You're going to open gifts that you don't want. You're going to watch the kids, like, sing a song about you that you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
You're not going to get to watch golf. You're not going to get to watch baseball. You're not going to get to do anything. All of your time is taken up because this is, like, a performance for everybody.
Okay. All right. So you got the good one.
No, yeah. But I'm saying, like, it's great. I had a blast and a half.
But you also, now your daughters are getting a little older.
Yes.
So you probably can't do that when they're little.
What, get drunk?
Well, because they're going to want to, make things and give them to you. I mean, they're probably now.
No, now they're more aware that you're drunk.
Yeah, no, it was weird.
I mean, they probably don't care as much about Father's Day anymore.
Oh.
Because now they're teenagers.
Yeah, no, they're at the age where they care the least about Father's Day, for
sure. So you're kind of off the hook for the performances. And I guess now you can start drinking.
This is true.
But I think that's the shift.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I was always drinking. It's funny. Only one of my daughters told me Happy Father's Day yesterday.
Oh. I'm guessing the youngest.
Did the other forget?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
I waited. Like, the first thing my youngest, Claire, gets up, Happy Father's Day. I'm like, oh, thank you. And my oldest, Stella, gets up, when we go to the game. And, like, I'm waiting all day in the back of my head. She's going to say it. We're going to get to the game. We're going to have, like, a moment.
So, no?
Well, no. Her cousins, baby cousins, were
there. She's distracted.
Yeah, they were all distracted doing that. There's Dippin' Dots. Ice cream of the future for the last 70 years.
Yes.
I got to say, though, man, like, it's really nice to see smiling dads, a bunch of smiling dads in one place.
Oh.
Because, like, at the ball game, it's Father's Day. Everyone's there hanging out. I realized yesterday, you don't get a lot of places where there's a ton of smiling dads in the same spot.
No, because usually if there's a bunch of dads in the same spot, something horrible has just happened. Like, you're either going to war, coming home from a war, building exploded, a plane has crashed.
Like, how do you go that bad?
Every time you see a group of men gathered together, there's trouble.
I was thinking,
like, if you see a group of women, it's nice. If I see a bunch of guys coming down the street, what the hell's going on, man? We got a problem.
I was thinking the frustration.
Yeah, one's got a rock.
I was thinking the frustration of, like, a Home Depot on a Saturday.
Yeah, same thing.
Not storming Normandy.
No, same thing. You storm Home Depot because you need two before's and you need those galvanized nails.
I think there's a couple of veterans that would take issue with you saying,
but it's the same face.
No, like, if you walk around, like, a Home Depot or Lowe's, there's no smiling dads, right?
No, because they're doing things they don't want to do.
You got it. You go to, like, a kids t-ball game, soccer game, although there are dads having fun, not all of them are smiling. There's frustrations that go along with that. Like, yesterday, every dad at the ballpark was having a grand
old
time.
That might be the only time you see a bunch of happy dads. Because you don't even really care about the outcome of the game.
No.
Like, a Bills game, you care. But for some reason, when you go to a baseball game, it's irrelevant.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, get him next year.
Get him tomorrow. You're going to play 10 more games this week.
I will say this. We got really into that game yesterday.
Had
a lot of fun. It was a great game. Went into extras and everything. Good old grand old time.
An extended dad day.
Free Father's Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's funny. The other thing that I felt bad for was some of the dads at the ballpark, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, talking about our Father's Day experiences. A lot of dads in matching outfits with their sons.
Oh, I have not.
But not
seen
like
that.
Sports gear.
Okay, so some were wearing like jerseys, which is understandable.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Others were wearing like
same shirt.
Yeah, like we talked about this briefly a couple weeks ago, in the whole dressing up your daughter like your mother.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of combination Hawaiian shirts, Hawaiian shorts, father son.
Wow.
Same pattern.
How old are the boys?
Anywhere between like 3 and 7.
Oh. right.
And, like, you know, younger dads.
Yeah.
But that, it looked like it wasn't, none of it was their idea.
Well, like, sure, I also know dads that would do that because they think it's funny. You know, like, trying to be funny dad. Like, look, we all match.
Like, he's a smaller version of me.
I mean, no, I get there's pride in he's a smaller version of me.
And, like, the more wacky the shirt.
Oh.
You know, I mean, the more wacky the Hawaiian shirt.
Look, maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong here. Maybe you're right, Kimmy. But it did feel like those were outfits laid out by mom for pictures in the morning.
I always figured anything that matches the wife put that together.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they control it.
Kind of what I assume, too.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, you know, when you think Father's Day, you think of, like, you know, fathers with younger kids.
Yeah.
Teens, you know, little ones, whatever. A lot of adult father sons.
God, that has to blow.
What?
Oh, my. I cannot imagine going to a ball game with my old man as an adult.
I feel like that would be the better option, though. Nah. If you don't know what to do, can't go wrong with a ball game.
It can. any place there are men, it can go wrong.
Your dad played professional baseball.
Yeah, he did. And here's the thing. He never watched it after that. He didn't watch baseball.
He wasn't interested.
No. He just kind of like, yeah, I did that.
I mean, he was the best of the best. You're going to watch subpar guys go do what you can do better than anybody else.
And that's what you would have to listen to at the ballpark, right? You got to get behind the ball. You know, shut up.
You know, something I didn't consider, and I never noticed it, and I'm sure it existed before. Like I was saying, there was, catch with your dad on the field after. So I was there with my daughters, who were teenagers. Also, father-son, grown people, catches.
Oh.
Like grown-ass son, grown-ass father playing catch together.
Wow.
Which was also nice because, like, when's the last time, if you don't have a son of your own, child, daughter of your own, you got to have a catch?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think any of my brothers or I ever played catch with my dad.
You never played catch with your dad?
Neither did my brothers. My own wasn't that kind of, like, hands-on dude.
That's not very hands-on. That's, like, the most stereotypical dad thing you can do.
And he played baseball.
And he never played catch with
you? No. At least by the time they were, like, as they were, like, young men. I would say, like, yeah, maybe when they were little, but I wouldn't remember.
You want to go have a catch, buddy?
No.
To make you feel better?
I feel like, no. I feel like maybe you need it.
Something's happening right now.
Yeah.
I feel like things are coming out.
You missed out on something.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't stand being around him.
Are you a monster because you never had a catch?
Yeah, maybe. So.
No, I'm serious. Like, can we tie...
Catch by an angel.
Can we tie the amount of catches you've had with your father to what a terrible human being you are?
It could be.
Because I'll go, I got my mitt in the car.
No, I don't want to play catch.
I got a righty, too.
I ain't got the back.
I think you should go have a catch.
Let's have a catch.
I'm not having a catch.
Well, you want to have a catch?
No.
We went and shot a video over at Frontier Field earlier this week, Kimmy and I did. And, like, I was, you know, tossing the ball around with the damn Mace team of the Rochester Red Wings. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Haven't had a catch in a while.
Oh, okay.
Even played catch with Mace.
Yeah.
Our baseball dad.
Remember the last
time
I put a baseball glove on.
Mace looks like he's, like, the greatest dad. Like, he's just got that temperament.
Yeah.
He's Rochester's dad.
No, like, he should rent himself out as a dad when he's done with his own kids. Because he would be, like, a really pleasant guy to be around.
He does seem like a really
great dad. No, he's just even-keeled, smiles all the time, nice guy.
I feel like we're stumbling upon a million-dollar idea.
Rent a dad?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I mean, okay, rent a dad, maybe. I'm thinking just a catch, Kimmy.
Yeah.
The Rochester Catch Club.
Just a catch.
You pay $5, we rent out some kind of space. And you want to have a catch? You come have a catch.
The Rochester Catch Club sounds like a secret organization where guys hang out in bathrobes all day.
Well,
yeah,
with
the Rochester Catch Club.
Okay, well, now we got to come up with a new name.
I know.
But we will do that. We will come up with a new name. No, I'm serious. We'll
have some guys, you know, waiting in case somebody needs somebody to play catch.
All right,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, you hire a couple of guys as your designated catchers.
Because
I think that every man, minus you, and I don't even believe you, I think you still want it and you won't admit it. I think every guy would love to have a catch, but is too embarrassed to ask other people to go play catch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Because, like, I would call my brother and be like, hey, you want to have a catch? But, you know, he's busy. I'm busy. We got a lot of things going on.
Sure.
It's a little uncomfortable, right? It'd be weird if I call my dad out of nowhere and be like, hey, you want to have a catch?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then what do you do after that?
I don't know.
Like, you play catch with him for, like, it's got to get boring after a couple of minutes.
No,
right?
You can play catch forever. Did you not see Field of Dreams?
Yeah, but, like, you got to talk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just have a conversation while you're catching.
You know that's going to go south
fast.
Happens
naturally.
Is it going to go south?
Anytime you talk to your father, it's going to go south.
Okay.
Like, how long do you think you could talk to your father before one of you says something that the other one's going to strongly disagree with?
Okay. First of all, we know who's going to say. It's going to be less than 5 minutes because it happened yesterday. But, like, we know. I love how you say one of. One of. We know who's going to be the one that's going to say the thing that's going to set everybody off.
Probably, yeah.
It's never the younger guy.
Right, so your catch isn't going to go very long.
Okay, but again, I feel like politics are always out of catch. I feel like catch is a no politics zone. It's
okay.
It's pure, it's innocent, it harkens you back to a simpler time. Let's just have a catch. Let's go have a catch. Kimmy, I'm telling you, Rochester Catch Club again, new name.
Yeah.
New name. $5 a head. I bet you we get 100 guys every time.
Yeah. You also get people trying to cheat the system, just showing up to play catch.
We're gonna have to have a cheat bouncer.
The system.
I don't know how you can really monitor that.
Okay.
You're gonna sell tickets.
Do you?
I like the idea. I don't think we could profit off.
I know your husband wants to have a catch. I know that he would love to have a catch.
Yeah, he probably would.
Does your husband, you want to have? Is he off today? He can come down and have a catch on the street.
He's not off today, but he does play softball, so he probably does that.
He's
quite
all the catches
often.
He needs.
Damn it! Do you have a glove?
I have a glove.
You don't have a glove?
Yeah, dress gloves for winter. No, I need a baseball glove?
Yeah.
For what?
Everybody has a glove in their garage.
Bro, I'm 66 years old. What kind of goddamn glove am I using?
I kind of thought you bought one, you just kept it forever.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
You might be the only guy in America that doesn't have a glove in his garage.
I do not. I have the glove to pick up all the dog crap, but I never use it.
By the way,
I grab it barehanded, which grosses my wife out.
Yeah. You're like the Ozzie Smith of dog crap.
Kimmy does not know who that is.
She knows who Ozzie Smith is.
Of dog crap?
One of the greatest shortstops of all time.
Okay, now he's trying to play all man because he's been embarrassed
and
he doesn't have a glove.
He had a pool shaped like a glove at his house. That's pretty cool.
So you got that going. There's your Ozzie Smith fact of the day.
And he was great at backflips. I think he might have been the first guy to do them.
He was not the first man to do a backflip.
During games.
Did you ever own a glove?
Yeah, I was a kid.
Oh.
Because you had to bring all that stuff.
Well, I was
to
just thinking, like, you never
summer.
Played baseball or anything.
No, you had to play all that stuff when I went to summer camp. Oh, you had to play all those sports when I went to military school.
Maybe
I sucked at all of them.
Well, no, I know you sucked at them. It doesn't mean there's lots of guys that suck at baseball that still have.
Oh, I was horrible. I was horrible at all sports.
No, I know.
And I used to love the coaches because they were always trying to like shame you into doing better. Like there was some talent.
Can't shame me.
Well, like there was some hidden talent that he was going to pull out of me. This runt of a kid.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because that might be the perfect transition.
What's that?
We have a dynamite runt kid kind of breaking for you this morning here on CMM.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
They brought home a state title, Tommy.
Damn.
And all these boys deserve a pat on the back for what they accomplished. But one young man in particular did something amazing.
Really?
And here's the thing, man. He's got traits that you would want in every person around you.
Yeah.
Until that person around you shows these traits. This kid aside, if someone in your life acts this way, I think you have no choice but to eventually hate them.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. The Penn Yan boys lacrosse team has come home with a state title.
Damn.
Yeah, buddy. But one young man in particular had the game of his life.
What happened?
Tegan Finger. Great name.
Wait, his name is Tegan Finger?
Finger. I wish my name was Tegan Finger.
Yeah.
High school kid, remember.
Gotcha.
Okay, great. Right. So he scored. Tegan Finger scored or assisted on 7 of the 9 second half goals for Penn Yan.
Jesus, he's Gretzky.
Yep, and their 11-8 victory over the weekend. And that performance in itself, very impressive. But Tegan did this all kinds of banged up. To quote his coach on News 8 yesterday, quote, he's got a bad hamstring. He's got a broken finger.
Wait, Finger has a broken finger.
Finger has a broken finger. It turns out he had 10 fingers, but only because his last name is Finger. Bad hamstring, broken finger. He's got a banged up knee. That kid went out today and put on the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Incredibly impressive. And a big round of applause to Tegan Finger from the three members of the break room. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Finger aside.
Yeah.
There is a person from your past who was like this as a kid.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They played sports hurt. They came to school sick to keep that perfect attendance streak going. Maybe You grew up, and that guy kept showing up to work when they were sick.
Pushing through the pain.
You got it. Team player.
Mm-hmm.
You eventually hate that person, don't you?
Oh, okay. Almost immediately.
Okay.
Especially if they want it known.
Well, they don't even have to have it known. There's always going to be somebody like a coach or a teacher that points to them as the example, you know, and makes everybody else feel like they should be up to those standards.
Because, like, this kid should be proud of himself.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But, like, if I had someone like Tegan Finger working with me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd like Tegan Finger.
No, because he's pushed the bar's too high, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's happened almost at every workplace I've worked in. Like, the boss points to, like, the star pupil and says, you know, they come through this, this, this. They work through their kid's wedding, whatever it is. Whatever big life event they miss to be at work. And they point to that and, like, that's the standard.
And, like, I guess there's time and place. Because, like, you would understand why a kid this age in a state championship game is going to put everything aside. Yeah, right? I mean, like, that is an appropriate.
You're not missing anything.
Yes, it's impressive and appropriate. But, like, you're right. Like, if it's 3 feet of snow and no one can get out of their driveway and one guy shows up and makes everybody else look bad at the office that day, well, yeah, you're a dick, man. Why you got to be that dick?
I don't think they're the dick.
Who's the dick?
I think the dick is the person, whether it's a boss, again, whoever, that makes everybody else feel like they have to be that way.
Oh, the example.
Yes. Because that person, you know, they can do whatever they want. They can, you know, if they want to push through it, if that's their personality, great. But don't make me feel like I have to do that too.
Kimmy's all about freedom. Here's the thing. Now, while what you're saying is true, I don't think you can be that person that shows up sick, works through pain, all that stuff, without gloating about it a little bit. I've never met a person that works hard that hasn't brought up, well, you know, like not one time. Like, well, I was.
It out.
And everybody hates you for it.
By the way, we've also all done this.
Yeah.
Everybody is guilty of doing this.
We do.
Like, you know, you.
We do. We just did it. We literally just did it.
Oh, yeah, I guess we did. But nobody heard it.
No, but you yourself had that streak of never missing a day of work that you would brag about all the time, right? Yep. You're the laziest, least talented piece of crap I ever met. And even you, never miss work. Tell me if I'm wrong. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When it comes to that, you know, get the job done at all costs mentality. It feels like you either had that instilled in you when you were younger, or you dreaded knowing that person because that was going to hold you to a higher standard.
Well, I guess you would get it from your father, right?
Well, or mom. It could be mom, too.
Well, for my generation, it would be my dad because my mother didn't work.
Okay.
Right? So, but my old man, he was a lousy example, so he had to find other examples. Of guys that, like, muscled through.
Okay.
Like, that's how weak he was.
So he had no problem pointing to somebody else and saying, you should be like that guy?
He had to farm out his pain to make an example for you to do.
Just losing more American jobs.
Yes.
Outsourcing the pain of other men.
You're this Chinese man over here? He works hard every day, Thomas.
No, but it's funny you say that because there's always starving children in China. Yeah. Whatever generation, starving children in Africa. Like, not me. I'm doing great. But those people.
Yes.
You know, going back to something you said a second ago,
what was that?
Not to go all Susan B. Anthony on everybody. You know, you said my generation, it was fathers who would say.
Yeah.
When in reality, it was the moms that had the claim to playing through pain because, like, you had no choice but to take care of the kids, your husband, the stay-at-home moms,
keep the house in order. Moms were also the ones, at least in my experience, that pushed you to go do things that you didn't want to do. Like, my mom was always the one who was like, if you don't want to go to that kid's birthday party, well, no, you're going to go, and you're going to be nice, and you're going to, you know. Like, I think that as a kid, especially with most kid activities, like, it was my mom that made us feel guilty about not going to things.
No, that's a good call. If my kid doesn't want to go to a birthday party, I'm encouraging that, because that means I get my afternoon
back. Yeah.
You know what I mean? 252-WCMF. We're talking about this young man. His name is Tegan Finger. He plays lacrosse at Penn Yan. The boys lacrosse team in Penn Yan won a state title over the weekend. And Tegan Finger had an unbelievable performance with a bad hamstring, broken finger, banged up knee. Coach very proud of him. The town of Penn Yan very proud of him. I don't know. It feels like there are just people that have the ability to push through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I they're
driven.
Yeah.
They're just driven you know, type A personalities.
But, like, there's something to be said. I think it goes past that.
Oh.
Because I think there also has to be, like, the ability to manage pain and uncomfortability.
Work around it, yeah.
Because, like, you know, you bring up it being instilled by your parents. And I think there's something to that. I would also love to, like, study those people genetically.
And what they become. Like, what they go on to do.
Okay.
You know, like, if you're like that as a kid, does it carry with you as an adult? Like, are you just driven in everything? Can you push through stuff with everything you pursue?
So, like, are you theorizing then that Tegan Finger, Mr. Finger here,
is, like, bound for success?
Is that what you're at? Is that what you're theorizing?
Oh, man, maybe. Finger. He's the man for the job.
He would be.
Finger, come over here.
I think there's also, like, a competitiveness in it, too, yeah. which drives people like that.
They're going to be successful.
Yeah.
I mean, nine times out of ten, I'm assuming that kind of person is going to be driven to get to the top.
Okay, but there is another side to this.
Yeah, the lower end.
No, I don't mean
the basement.
The people that aren't driving.
Yeah.
I mean with the driven people, and again.
Can backfire.
Yeah, Tegan out of this, right? Like, your body can only handle so much.
Yeah.
Your mind can only handle so much. Right? Like, you're right. There are people that are driven and can get themselves to a spot. There are also people that just melt down.
Oh,
there are
sure.
also people who physically just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, there's this...
But beyond the physical things you're pushing through, don't you think it's a mental thing, too?
I agree with you, but I also think the mental aspect, like, it gets to a point where you've worked hard for so long,
yeah.
you've pushed through for so long, that eventually your mind just decides, I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, yeah, but by the time they get to that point, I'm assuming they've reached success.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
the
in
pressure.
Business yeah. or whatever they're into. I just assume that's the price you pay to get there.
Well, there are two contrasting ideas right now.
What's that?
One, what we're talking about here, you know, be successful as much as you can, push through, don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea, Kimmy, of self-care.
Mm.
You need a rest every once in a while. You got to unplug your batteries. Yeah, you got to get away from the phone. You got to get away from work.
I see
or else,
what you're saying.
Yeah, you're going to destroy
wear
yourself.
Yourself down.
So which way is the better way to be?
That way.
The second way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying that because you're a lazy piece of crap.
Yeah, but as lazy pieces of crap, sometimes we're jealous of those people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm jealous that somebody can just push through without complaining. Because that was never me.
Yeah.
You got to rest your body.
Well, no, I mean, I do think you do.
You do, but most people don't.
Okay, do you think most people are like Tegan Finger, or most people are like self-care, little treat kind of people?
I think little treat kind of people.
Well, Kimmy just wants a little treat.
Yeah, who doesn't want a little treat? No, but I'm thinking like most people have to work every day, family, bills, blah, 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 blah. You don't really get a... When do you unplug?
No, you're right.
Even your vacations aren't really vacations.
Well, it depends on who you are, right? In the family hierarchy.
That was back in my day, but like now, I don't think that exists anymore.
Okay. Well, but here's the problem, though. You say like most people's vacations aren't even vacations. An easy vacation to unplug would just be to take a couple of days and sit around the house.
But here's what you end up doing. You end up doing projects around the house. Like every time you sit around the house, the next thing you know, I gotta get to that shelf.
Fair enough. But even you kill people who want to take at home sit around vacation.
Well, it's chintz out vacation.
Okay, so what do you?
Because we know a dude that did it all the time. He had bank,
yeah,
and he was just chintz.
And that guy,
or he just enjoyed doing nothing.
Hmm?
That guy was pretty relaxed until like.
Oh yeah. Well, he had a technique.
I don't know. I mean, is this mentality? Do you guys believe it's something that never goes away? You said that it stays that way forever.
Oh, the guys I know that are like that, I think they're like that about everything. They're just super competitive.
So they're the guys like, you know, they're 60 years old. You look out the window, they got an arm cast on, but they duct taped the weed trimmer to their arm so they could do the lawn work. Well,
yeah, they're also the kind of guys, and I hate these guys, that is if, when you catch up with them, you know, what's going on? They got to give you all their stats.
You asked
like what they're doing.
But you asked them what's going on.
It's supposed to be great. I don't need what you peeked out at on the treadmill.
This is all hate for his brother pouring out of his face right now.
Oh, God.
It's all coming out.
No, but I don't need a breakdown 10 minutes of powerlifting.
I didn't realize until just now that we are describing your brother.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. And my other brother is the exact opposite.
Okay. Who's happier?
Oh, my other brother.
You just say that because you want to prove your point.
Well, he's laid back, and he drinks.
Okay.
Yeah. My other brother collects bourbon and doesn't drink it.
Okay. But
that's not happiness.
I think we're seeing who the favorite is here.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks are not going to like this one.
What happened?
It's already illegal to use your phone while driving.
All right.
Everyone knows that. But the laws have changed once again. And it's something most people do every time they are in the car.
Oh.
That now if you are caught doing it, you are in trouble.
Are you going to get busted?
Yeah, you're going to get busted.
By who? The phone cops?
The regular cops.
Oh.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Are you guys aware of the new no-touch law?
No. What can I touch?
Okay. You shouldn't touch anything.
Don't touch nothing.
A new law went into effect about a week and a half ago, and we know that you've had to be hands-free with your phone while you're driving in New York State since 2001, 24 years.
Damn.
But this new law makes it illegal to touch your phone anytime you are on the street, what? In your car.
Oh, inside your car. So.
Yes. Yeah. So let me, for example, if you are stopped at a red light or you're in traffic, stopped, and you pick up your phone to look at directions, put something in, send a text, boom, that is against the law.
Why? You're not moving.
I kind of thought that was always against the law because you're still technically operating a vehicle.
Apparently
in that moment.
Not. Apparently not. But now it is.
Interesting.
But they're never going to bust you for this.
So,
they got to be so on point to bust you.
But it also seems like that would be like the most obvious time where they could bust you because you're being pretty obvious about it at a stoplight.
Yeah, I mean, I would just take a copy and ask you to look
but
over.
But you would see a cop and not do it. You know what I mean?
Like, if you saw the cop.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty out there.
Pretty out there. Talk to you later.
They got the big thing that says cop on the side of the car.
Then how can people get pulled over for speeding?
Well, that's different.
Okay.
Because you roll up too fast on them.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263.
This thing's blows.
You don't like this?
No.
Why?
Because I'm always using my phone.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
No, but like I'm changing the music or something like that.
Yeah, that's now against the law.
How am I going to change the music?
I know you have Bluetooth.
Kind of. No, but how do I change the music?
You can just,
you have a thing on, like, you don't have something in your car where you can hit the next button?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay, so.
But then I got to touch the screen. What's the difference?
So that's an interesting question.
If I'm looking at the screen.
I always wondered that too.
I could pull the phone up and I can still kind of see what I'm doing. Down here, I'm like looking away, literally.
Okay, so I don't know if this law includes the screen. It can't include the screen, right? Because that's been there forever, all the dials on the front.
It's how you control the temperature in your car. I mean, like, it would be, you'd have to, it'd be impossible.
I think you make a valid argument with the screen.
Ah, yeah. See?
The argument the other way could be made, like, when I am touching the screen, I am still looking out of the car, whereas the phone, I'm, also, you don't have anything on your steering wheel that'll change the music?
I do, but sometimes, like, I want to, that just advances the tunes or something. Yeah. Let's say I want to get completely out of that into something else.
Oh, yeah, you want some different sounding jazz music.
Well, let's say I want to get out of Pandora and go back to my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I got to switch it on the screen.
Okay.
What?
No.
The way it works.
You have Siri, right?
Kind of.
So no, you do.
No, but Siri's not going to tell me.
It will.
But you could just tell Siri
it never
what to
does
do.
That stuff.
Yes, it does.
It don't. You tell it to do stuff sometimes, and she's like, no.
The argument from this.
Like, no.
It's like having my first wife in the car.
The argument from the state, or the folks that passed this law, are that most smartphones now have the ability where you can just talk to it and it will do whatever
you
want.
Well, that would be cool if they just made a phone where I didn't have to do nothing.
No, they have that. It's called your phone.
I do always forget, though, that that's an option. Like, I'm just so not used to using it that way that it takes a while to, like, make that a habit.
And it's not like, Kimmy, that's new technology. We've had that in our phones for over a decade.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you could do this. No problem.
Yeah.
But you won't.
Well, you get in a rut, you know? You get, like, habits.
Okay, then change a habit.
Well, thanks. Okay, I'll just change my habits today.
All right, good.
Or maybe I'll stop drinking.
252-WCMF.
Off I go.
252-9263. On June 5th. By the way, how did we not hear about this until this weekend?
I don't know. They kind of sneak it in there.
So they had, like, the legislation and they passed it as a law.
Yeah, it's a law. And by the way, the law is, again, it's called the no-touch law. Now it is illegal to touch your phone, touch it at all, change the music, look for directions,
don't
all that stuff.
Think about it.
When you are stopped at a red light in traffic, whether your car is moving or not moving, you cannot have contact with your phone. If you are caught, you are busted. And I know that you want to mother F New York State and a lot of people like, oh, it's New York State. We're not the only ones doing it.
Who else? What other jackass state?
30 other states. Two-thirds of the union passed this law on June 5th.
Wow.
By the way, they're not messing around with punishment either.
Oh, boy. What do you get?
If you get popped, there is a fine. We don't know what the fine is. But more importantly, you could have points taken off your license.
Oh, so it'd be like a speeding or a DWI.
Yes. By the way, the only exception to the new no-touch law is if you pick up your phone to dial 911.
Okay.
While you are driving.
Why would I be calling? That's interesting. What scenario? I guess if I saw an accident.
Yeah, I could name you a thousand scenarios.
Yeah,
there's
probably a lot of reasons why you'd have to do that quickly.
Yeah. So from this point on, the second your phone goes down when you start driving,
put your phone down, that's it.
You are not allowed to touch it until you get to your destination. Mm-hmm. By the way, has anyone listening, 252 WCMF, this has been in effect for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Has anyone listening been pulled over with a warning or gotten a ticket for this? Because again, you'd think they would have been more forthright with, like, this is changing though.
I don't know anybody that's been busted for being on their phone.
Yeah, that's another good point.
I can't think of anybody.
Well, I mean, the technology now.
I mean, I don't hold it that much.
You know that you hold it way more than you think you hold it.
I like holding it.
Don't hold it.
Feels good in my hand.
Okay, for God's sakes.
Well, I'm just talking about my phone.
No, I mean, to your point, yeah. I can't remember the last person I've talked to.
I don't think they can. I just think it'd be so hard for the cops to bust you.
Okay, don't.
You know what I think, too?
Please tell me what you think.
I don't think the cops want to deal with this crap, man. They got enough going on.
Yeah, no, the last thing they want to do is increase revenue coming into the places.
No, but it's more hassle for them to be the phone cops.
What are you talking about? It's their job.
No, their job is the criminals.
You don't think. Yeah, you, who's touching his phone while driving.
Talking is a crime?
For you, yes, but on multiple levels. I mean, I love how guys like you do this. They want to.
I'm trying to make that easier for the cops.
I'm trying to make it easier by being dangerous while driving.
Chase down these hippies.
And I know you're not even talking about the law. We're talking about like holding your phone like bah 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 while driving. And if there's one man who needs to not touch his phone, it's you. You're the most easily distracted human being. As Jeremy always points out, if anyone's watching the live stream, you're watching TV right now.
Yes.
Well, the World Cup's coming. I want to see what's going on.
Okay, you cannot tell me anything about what's happening on TV.
Well, it's a soccer game.
Okay. I mean, Kimmy.
Oh, you scored.
Is this a good idea? Are you for this?
I mean, yeah, I guess I am because I kind of thought it was a thing already. So okay. It's something I thought was already included, so why not?
Yeah, because the hands-free should have just covered it to begin with.
Yeah.
Basically, it says hands-free.
Yeah.
So the phone shouldn't be in your hand at any time.
I mean, it is going to be funny to watch if people take this seriously.
They're not.
How you're going to, like, get your directions, right? Like, let's say you're going somewhere and you got to put directions in.
You realize later on you needed more specific directions, so you could be like in the middle of an intersection trying to figure out where you're going.
Oh. Well, you say you should just tell your phone.
You can.
Yeah.
You won't.
You don't either.
Well, I normally have everything. See, I'm a bad person to ask here. I have to be strict about this because my wife, when the kids were little, beat it into my head that my girls will drive the way they see me drive. So if I have my phone in my hand, I guess there's been studies.
Do I drive like my daddy?
I don't know. Do you?
Are you distracted?
I never thought about it.
They don't drive men
like my daddy anymore. Yeah. He crashed through that garage door.
I mean, I know I drive like my old man.
Well, he was a cop.
Yeah.
You drive like a cop?
I'm a great driver.
What are you doing, like spin outs and stuff and chasing?
I'm doing spin outs. They're like spin outs, but slightly cooler. Kimmy, check out my spin out.
Spinning.
Yeah, I mean, you know this. I've never gotten a speeding ticket in my life. I'm a very, very safe driver, driving with my old man.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man. All
right. I want you to do your three-point turn when you leave here. Every
damn day. Right. Never touch a curb. K-turn, baby.
By the way, you need to have your brakes checked.
Yes, I know. I have to have my brakes checked. I'm going to see my good friends at the Eyed Family Dealerships this week. They start squeaking Thursday. But I'm on it. 252 WCMF. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. the easiest way to get us. This comes in from Bill. He says, if my phone is on a holder in the windshield, can I touch it then?
Oh, like those cradle things with the suction cup?
It's a good question.
But well, that thing's like, you know, constantly in your sight of vision.
But so is your...
So is the big screen. Yeah, the big screen. You have a screen in your car. And I'm also wondering, I mean, this is going to, you know, this is going to really affect is probably like rideshare drivers because, I mean, they're constantly like accepting rides and directions and stuff.
Can you Google if there's an exception for like a phone in the cradle and a silver spoon?
The one you put up on your dash.
Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're driving home, son, I don't know when, because I can't touch my phone.
Then.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. Like, we've had 24 years of hands-free in the car illegal. So two full generations of kids, millennials and Gen Zers, have been driving their whole lives under this rule. Yet you still see people all the time answering texts, watching videos, reading stuff on their phone on like 390, 490, 590. Like, nobody, Kimmy, seems nervous about getting busted with their phone out.
That's why I think that's...
You're not Kimmy.
No, because, I mean, like you said, it's pretty obvious when you see somebody doing it. Like, they're not hiding it.
I saw a guy on a motorcycle in Henrietta the other day. He was part of, like, a pack of motorcyclists. He was in the back of the pack. He had his phone out, one hand on the handlebars, the other with a phone, videotaping the rest of the guy's motorcycle.
Oh, they're on a run.
Yeah, but,
pretty cool.
Like, driving with your phone in your hand, dangerous.
Yeah, you think you would have it like one of those GoPro cameras on your head or something.
Yeah, but then you look like a dork.
Yeah, true.
Check me out.
Yeah, you look way cooler wiping out holding your phone.
Kimmy, do we have an exception?
So again, just a quick Google search says generally it's permitted if the phone is securely mounted, doesn't obstruct your view, and you're using it for hands-free functions.
Like that's a lot of rules.
Like navigation or voice commands. However, actively texting, holding the phone, or manipulating it in a way that distracts from driving is illegal.
All right, Bill. Manipulate. So maybe touching it would still be illegal.
Yeah,
even if it's
no manipulation.
You still got to use the hands-free function.
Okay,
what?
I just you make me laugh so hard.
Oh, thank you.
No, because like,
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. What?
No, I know that you check. I know you read Facebook posts. I've never seen you do it. I know you do this in the car because you can't do a show, your job, without doing it. So like, don't sit here and be like, "Oh, my freedom." Like you've got to be the most dangerous man behind the wheel of a car ever. You didn't see that big sign that said camera here, speeding work zone. I mean, Kimmy, do you think that it's the older generation or the younger generation? Like if we were to draw a line at 40, people over 40 or under 40 that are on their phones more when they're driving?
I think the over 40 is going to be more distracted by the phone, but I do think maybe under 40 is probably more guilty.
Yeah,
of
think
it.
Of the kids on the road driving.
But again,
like, I mean, I just think that I'm not going to say like the under 40 crowd is better at it. I just think that they've grown up doing it, so they do it more.
It's arrogant to assume that we would be better being distracted drivers. Because that's kind of what you're saying.
So we have two people. Know, like,
oh, go ahead.
We have two people on in this building that when they post stuff from their cars with the phone, they're holding the phone and talking and driving at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, that could be in a cradle, too.
No, they're holding
it. Holding the phone.
You can see how they're holding their phone.
Okay.
And you talk to them every day.
Well, that's not. Well, I'm going to go have a stern talking to them now.
You should.
I'm going to. Good. Let's take a break.
She doesn't need to be calling her lover every 2 minutes.
Will you stop calling them lovers?
I know. It's really.
Does anybody get up a lover?
It's a girlfriend. No, you don't call a guy. You don't say guys have lovers. It's only with same-sex couples, and I don't get why.
Well, it sounds pleasant.
It sounds weird.
What? That's your lover?
Okay, so is my wife, you're going to refer to my wife now as my lover?
Well, I could. I wouldn't, though.
Why?
Why?
Because she's a professional doctor. That's demeaning to a doctor.
So it's because she's professional?
Well, she's got a high title. She's a doctor.
Everybody else, though, lover.
Well, if you're not a doctor, if you don't have a title, you're not as high up on the social
doctor.
Circle.
Doctor Lover.
Doctor. Paging Doctor Lover.
They call me Doctor Lover. Okay, let's take a break.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.